Mother's Day, just around the corner. Call Kuhn Flowers and send mom a beautiful floral arrangement. She'll love it and she'll love you. This is Dan Hicken, and Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
Now, Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
To say the guys around you respect you that much, to say you're the top 100, you know what I mean, is like almost making all pro.
Kizer drops the throw. He is going to be hit again. That ball's out again. Ngakoue hitting that time. Dante Fowler tries to fall on it. The ball is in the end zone. Jacksonville has fallen on it for a touchdown. They're not going to take that one away. Delvin Smith in the end zone for the score, and that'll finish it off.
Changing the game. You know, when we talk about being the best, the most dominant on the field, and pound for pound, I don't see a linebacker that's outplaying me.
Dropping the throw. Steps up. Now he's going to get hit. Ball is out. The ball is out. Delvin Smith picks it up and runs along the right sideline. Inside the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Delvin Smith is running back, and it's a touchdown for Jacksonville.
You scoop and score for 50 yards. You're in coverage. How'd you even see on that ball?
Eyes everywhere, you know, playmaker, big time players make big time plays in big games. And that's what I did today. That's what the defense, that's what the offense did. Special teams, team win, team win.
Live from TIAA Bank Field, 1010XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith.
No toes down, Tony. No toes down. No Telvin Smith for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2019, at least as of this moment. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you on this Friday. It was kind of interesting the way things worked out. Yesterday was a day of frivolity, right, and fun. And it really was one of the most fun shows I felt like we had done in a while. Very high energy. People just kind of reminiscing about great artifacts from Jaguar history and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Things took a kind of a serious turn for the 2019 Jaguars yesterday afternoon.
No kidding. With Telvin announcing that he's stepping away from the game for a year, and of course, you know, he could change his mind about this at any time. We haven't really heard from Telvin officially on it. I mean, we saw him on Instagram yesterday, the team basically releasing this statement saying we need to talk to Telvin before we're going to say anything else about this. So we'll see whenever that conversation's going to happen, but yeah, Telvin Smith, not a member of this football team for 2019, is at least the assumption that you have to make, and it changes a lot of things. We've been talking about for a few weeks now the storyline with Telvin Smith and what his future might be in Jacksonville, because it looked like they could get out of the contract after this year and it would make sense for him to, because they got to pay Miles Jack, they draft Josh Allen, like everything that was happening. It was like, okay, it makes sense this might be the last year for Telvin Smith in a Jaguars uniform. Not this.
Not like, this way.
Not this.
No,
like, this is completely, from a perspective of, was there something going on with Telvin? Yeah. I think we could all see something was up with Telvin, because he's not here for the voluntary. He's always been here for that.
Tom Coughlin apparently couldn't see
right.
it. He thought there was no story.
Right. He's not talking to anyone about what was going on. So everyone was in the dark about what was happening with Telvin. So yeah, everyone could tell something was up with Telvin Smith. What that was... And never in my mind did I think it was, well, he's just not going to be around for 2019. Like, that never even entered my mind
No.
until that got stated yesterday by him.
And look, we can sit here and we could play the speculation game. What exactly is the root causes? What does it mean? I need to take care of my family and my health. Is it his mental health? Is it some other issue? We don't know. And I don't feel all that comfortable delving too far into the guessing game. You know, you do... People have issues that are larger than their profession, right? So I don't
100% agree.
I don't think this makes Telvin a bad person or anything like that. But there are aspects to this that are going to be impacted in reality for this football team. Decisions they're going to have to make, his career in Jacksonville, what happens to his contract. You know, the most likely thing that happens is – there's a reserve retired did not report list, okay? And if a player just doesn't show up, or if he announces he's retiring, an NFL team could put him on that list. And so in other words, like if you have 1 year left on your contract and say, I'm, quote, retiring, and then you sit out the year, well, that team still retains that 1 year of your contract. You can't cheat the team out of that year just because you don't want to be there. I'm not saying that's the case with Telvin, right? But that's a mechanism in
sure.
place to protect the team having that contract on that player. So that, to me, is the most likely scenario. The Jags will place him on that list. Now, I don't know all the specific implications of that. Does that mean if he shows up in 2020 that the contract picks up with this year's contract? And, you know, you talk about, well, will he be back in a Jaguar uniform? Well, this year we talked about the realistic reason why he would be a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars and not just be released, which I never thought he was just going to be released, was that it would cost more to get rid of him than it was to have him on the team. It was $800,000 more of a cap hit. So does that exact same situation carry forward? Remember, we talked about next year, you could save about $7.5 million if you release Telvin Smith for the Jaguars, and that may be a realistic thing. Maybe Quincy Williams, after a year, is ready to grow into that role as the weak side linebacker or whatever permutation. I mean, we'll talk about that too. What are the options in the linebacking core for the Jaguars going forward for 2019? What if Telvin decides to change his mind? Who knows? You know, I mean, nobody knows. As let's read his statement. I assume most people have seen the statement, but let's just put it out there to make it official. Quote, it was said to me from a great coach that in order to be for the man to be his best, he must get his world in order. At this time, I must take time away from the game and my world and get my world in order. I must give this time back to myself, my family, and my health. I appreciate all the support I will and will not get. I just ask y'all to respect my decision to not play football this season. I know the rumors of trade talk came about, but I started my career in Jacksonville, and the day I do decide to call it quits, it will be right here in Duval. I love y'all, and even in my time off, it's 10 toes down, you feel me, love. That's what Telvin said. Again, ignoring the fact that players seldom get to choose what uniform they're wearing when they retire. You know what I mean? Like, you can retire at any time, but you can't say, well, when I decide to quit, it'll be in a Jaguar uniform. Well, you may not be here by the time you decide to quit. You know, that, putting that aside, the Jaguars' response to that, quote, we will not have a comment about Telvin Smith's statement at this time. We need to have a conversation with Telvin to understand the situation and the circumstances. If there is a way we can support him, we need to understand that. Clearly implying that they don't know what the hell's going on. What's the situation? We don't know. How can we help him if we don't even understand what's going on? He has not told us anything. And that, to me, is the issue here, right? As far as having an issue with Telvin. If he's really having family issues or health issues or mental health issues or anxiety or who knows what, I don't know, right?
Right.
Okay. You know what? God, you can't announce that to me. You can, obviously, but you shouldn't, in my opinion, announce that on social media. And not tell the team, not tell your head coach, not tell your position coach. I mean, come on. By the way, you know, I heard Jeff and Dan debating, does Telvin love football this morning?
Come on.
Did that open? You hear those highlights? Right. You hear those comments? Does that sound like a guy who doesn't love football?
That's crazy.
You know, Warren Sharp, Sharp Football, this was one of Tyler Devitt's favorite guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put this tweet out yesterday. I'm sure most people who are on social media have seen this by now, but Telvin Smith, one of only 13 players in NFL history to record 100-plus tackles in each of his first five seasons. The only player with 100 tackles, two interceptions, and a fumble recovery in each of the last three seasons. Only 15 other players have done that in even one of the last three seasons. He did this as one of the most undersized linebackers in football. You're telling me that guy doesn't love football? That he's flying his body around to that degree and making those kind of plays and expressing that exuberance that you hear every time he talked about the game and his team, and he doesn't love football?
Like, I'm with you on the, I don't know that Telvin has handled it the right way, you know, not communicating with the team, but I think a guy that we've seen do what Telvin Smith has done on the football field and is walking away from $10 million, I assume something serious is happening with Telvin Smith, right? Like, because the guy that we've been watching for 5 years in Jacksonville, 100% he loves football, loves playing football. Something's up with Telvin, and I wish he would communicate with his employer what is going on more clearly so that they can have a better opportunity to do what they got to do in this situation, because there's a reality, there's a business reality to the decision that Telvin Smith is making, but he's walking away from $10 million. $10 million. This isn't chump change. It's $10 million that he may never have an opportunity to get back because he's got to deal with something right now. Yeah, I think the guy loves football, and I think whatever it is serious enough that he's decided that he needs to go handle this now for himself and his health's sake.
And let's say this, he's potentially walking away from $10 million because one of the outcomes is this contract could toll a year. In other words,
it could.
If he shows up in 2020 after a year on the did not report reserve retired list, the contract may pick up right where it left off, right? And then the Jags have a decision, do we keep him at that price?
Sure.
But potentially they do for a year, and you know that you can debate that. Let me also clear this up. I've been hearing this, and I don't know where it's coming from, that Telvin got a bonus of $4 or $5 million like a month ago.
No.
No, he did not. Telvin Smith's contract called for on the third day of the league year, I believe it was March 3rd, whatever the exact date, doesn't matter, that of his 9.75 that he's due to make this year, on the third day of the league year, that $5 million of that would become fully guaranteed. That doesn't mean he was handed $5 million. That means even if you cut him, you owed him $5 million.
Correct.
But if he doesn't show up, he gets none of that, zero of that, because you have to play to earn your paychecks. So those guarantees, if he doesn't show up, go poof. So he was not handed any money. I don't know where this misconception is coming from, but you know, I heard the guys debating it this morning. Easy to walk away from $10 million when they just handed you $5 million. They didn't just hand him $5 million. That was $5 million of that 10, 9.75 actually, mm-hmm. but $5 million of that 10 that became fully guaranteed. Provided you show up and play.
Sure.
It's not guaranteed that, hey, we have to give it to you even if you decide to take a sabbatical for a year.
Yeah,
he's not getting that money if he doesn't show up.
Yeah, and if the team wants to, they can go after the prorated portion of the bonus, which got restructured last year.
Right, he got an $8 million bonus last year, and
yep.
he still had, from the time he signed the extension, prorated bonus money. So he is due, or the prorated portion is of the bonus is like $2.8 million each of the next several years.
Yes.
At a certain point in time, If he decides to walk away from the game, and I'm not saying he will, hey, Telvin, you got to pay us back $2.8 million for each of these years. That's potentially a bunch of money.
Absolutely.
You know, I know he's made some cash. Nobody has that. Nobody's putting aside a rainy day fund of $7 million, $7.5 million, and say, you know what, I'm just going to preserve this in case I decide
sure.
to quit.
Sure. And all of that is just more evidence to me that whatever is going on with Telvin, it's serious enough for him to factor all of that kind of stuff in and say, I need to walk away for a year. We'll see if he changes his mind, but all of it to me points to whatever it is serious enough for Telvin that he's willing to at least look that in the face and say, okay, and go forward from there because. Serious impact on his life. I mean,
yeah.
This is an incredibly massive decision for him and the organization.
Now, and again, just to repeat one sentence from his statement, I just ask y'all to respect my decision to not play football this season.
Yep.
That, to me, indicates he is taking a year off and wants to come back and return as a Jacksonville Jaguar
sure.
in 2020.
I think he's a guy that loves football and doesn't want to walk away from it.
Correct.
Something's going on.
Something yeah. significant is happening in his life. What it is... Really, I don't know if it's even any of my business to care all that much.
Right. Look, that's kind of where I stand with it, too. I don't need the details of what's going on with Telvin.
The
right?
team needs some more details.
I would like for the team to have an idea.
They shouldn't find out when I find out on social media.
Right. I totally agree with you there. But I don't need the details of what's happening with Telvin.
All right. Guess what our question of the day is? On Twitter, at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL Fat Tony, on the Jaguars Today Facebook page. And you're welcome to comment on this on the phone lines or the text line, driven by Duval Ford at 641-1010. What is your reaction to Telvin Smith announcing he will not play football in 2019 in order to focus on his family and his health? Your reaction from any angle of this, and trust me, we'll talk about the depth chart at linebacker. What does this mean for the team going forward? Today should have been a day like, wow, Jaguars signed the vast majority of their draft class
sure.
yesterday. Doesn't everything? That's fantastic. Some of the rookies are going to have a press conference today at 12:15, and Doug Marrone and maybe Dave Caldwell. I'm not sure if Caldwell is going to speak, but I know Doug Marrone is just about the rookie class and all this. I don't expect them to have much to say about Telvin. They already said yesterday, we don't have a comment at this time.
Yep.
Unless things have cleared up drastically, I'm sure they'll be asked. You know, I'm sure they'll be asked about what does this mean, for the linebacking position going forward, I think you're going to get vague answers because I don't know if they know at this point in time. I think they ultimately were thinking at some point Telvin Smith's going to come play football for this football team, and we'll go from there. All right, Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you. You know all the ways to get on board with the program if you want to discuss the Telvin Smith situation. And I think even Tom Coughlin would acknowledge right now, it is a situation.
There is a real situation.
There is a situation. That does this mean we can drop by the office now and talk about that with Tom, now that it's officially a situation?
I doubt the door's open
today. I'm guessing no. All right, we're live at TIAA Bankfield. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Jaguars today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at TIAA Bank Field, this is Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
You know, Tony, we can't go through every permutation of what could happen to the linebacking core. Mm-hmm. We're going to, let's say, for the rest of the program, for the most part, assume that Telvin Smith is dead serious. I know Pete Prisco on the Franchise Show yesterday indicated he thinks he may return in 2019, and that may be the case, but we have plenty of time to talk about that. For today, I think we got to treat this as the Jags, treat it like guys get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it was an OTA and guy blew out his knee. Well,
yep.
You're going to have to adjust at some point in time. It wasn't something you were counting on, but neither is a season-ending injury in the offseason, right? So
it's pretty clear the team was, whatever was going on with Telvin had him spooked enough that they were seriously looking at linebackers.
At least, even if it was like, in the case of Quincy Williams, maybe they thought, you know what, this guy coming from Murray State's not going to be ready to make the jump in year one. But if we got Telvin for another year, we save $7.5 million getting rid of him next year.
They Quincy were Williams looking at linebacker in the future, if nothing
that role,
else.
Right? Yeah. At the very least. So, you know, Jake Ryan, a lot of people are suggesting Jake Ryan in the middle, Miles Jack on the outside. I'm not saying it's impossible. But we talked about this before. Miles Jack is actually a little bit more stout than Jake Ryan. He's an inch shorter and 5 pounds heavier. So he's a little bit thicker. And Jake Ryan played outside in Green Bay, and he's coming off a torn ACL. And there's uncertainty about when he's going to be ready to be on the field. You know, we don't know when we're going to see Jake Ryan on the field at this point in time. I mean, you could believe it's going to come down to – I don't think this affects strong side whatsoever, right? I mean, it's going to be – Josh Allen or Leon Jacobs or whoever was going to end up playing strong side the most is still going to play strong side the most. I don't think Josh Allen becomes a weak side linebacker.
No.
Right?
Wouldn't expect that.
So I think you try to decide what's the best combination. Is it Miles Jack in the middle with whoever wins a weak side competition? Right? Maybe it's Quincy Williams. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's Jake Ryan. Or is it Miles at the weak side? And whoever wins a middle linebacker competition, maybe it's Jake Ryan there as well. I'm not discounting that he can play, but it's not like they signed a middle linebacker to plug in potentially and move Miles to the outside. And what is the what is the best way to maximize Miles Jack? He's now your star, your linebacker core, a solo star of the linebacker core at the moment. I mean, we hope Josh Allen turns into a star to be sure, but all these other guys are kind of journeymen. You know, you've got options. So, Ramique Wilson played inside in Kansas City. He could be your middle linebacker, right? I mean, you weren't counting on, you know, DJ Alexander or Nick DeLuca. Who knows? I think you open up the competition. You're going to try some different things. They probably will come up with a preference that they'd like to see happen, but then you see it on the practice field, and if it doesn't work, they're going to have contingencies down the line. So, I don't think this is going to be something as simple as they can just say, well, Miles will be our middle and this guy's going to be our weak, or vice versa.
It's not simple, and I wanted to look at the number before I said it. They're having to replace – look, we've been talking about what they're going to be doing in third down, trying to figure out where to put Josh Allen on the field. If they're playing base, does he play strong side linebacker? Like, that's the discussion we've been having. They're now having to figure out how to replace a Pro Bowl linebacker on 100% basically of their snaps defensively.
Correct. A guy who's who has been the NFL's leading tackler over the last five years combined.
He played 99.61% of their defensive snaps last year. They're having to replace that. That is massive.
And you could say, well, he didn't have a great year. By his standards, you're right.
Because absolutely.
In 2017, he was a second-team All-Pro. But is Telvin Smith better than all the other options you've got right now to play weak side, assuming that you're not moving Miles out there?
No.
Yeah. No, to me, he's not?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
Right. He is clearly, if Telvin Smith had just shown up and nothing had happened.
Telvin and Miles are the two best linebackers
There's no competition either.
And when they're playing third down defense, you better believe they're going to miss Telvin Smith if he's not here.
Right. He's got incredible, incredible speed.
Yes.
And it shows in how many ball carriers he gets to, how many big plays he's made over the last few years. Grant, again, was last year his best year? No. But do I think that any of these other options is going to walk in and be better than Telvin Smith was last year? They're going to have to show me a lot before I'm ready to believe something like that.
No, he's a Pro Bowler 2 years ago, second team All-Pro, playing weak side linebacker. I mean, Telvin,
NFL top 100 list.
Telvin is a really good player, and as we said, that doesn't mean 2018 was a great year for Telvin. It wasn't, and I was curious to see what it was going to look like for him as a bounce back, but no, they're not going to replace Telvin Smith with a better player. Telvin has been here for 5 years. You can make an argument for him right now as the best linebacker in team history. I'm not sure that you'd win the argument.
He's in the conversation.
But he's in the conversation as the best.
You don't get laughed out of the room.
Right, at that position in team history after five. We just went over the historic numbers he's had in his first 5 years playing linebacker in this league. Telvin is a really, really good football player, and the team's going to miss him. It doesn't mean that they didn't have a plan in place for maybe moving on past Telvin Smith in 2020, because that appears to be what was happening. Like, the wheels were in motion for that to happen with this team already. It didn't feel like everything was in place for 2019 to be the year that they were going to make the transition from Telvin
Smith. Right. I don't get the sense that they felt that that was what they were gearing up for.
No.
Right? They need a better linebacker depth regardless, right?
Absolutely.
Even if Telvin Smith took a pay cut to $2 million and you're like, we're going to keep him for the next 5 years, you needed better depth at linebacker. I don't think they were bringing in these guys thinking, man, you know, Telvin might not show up at all. I mean, I never got that sense. Didn't think it was about the contract. He's been treated extremely fairly with the contract, in my opinion. Anyway, question of the day is out there. If you'd like to weigh in, phone lines are open to you at 641-1010. What is your reaction to everything that's gone down in the last 24 hours with Telvin Smith announcing he will not be playing football in 2019? We'll start up in Camden, New Jersey, of all places. Dave checking in on Jaguars today. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I was calling about Telvin as well. Like, from a personal, as from a fan standpoint, I hope everything's okay with Telvin. And I agree for him to take the lead with the type of money on the table. I think it is serious. But from a football perspective standpoint, if you look at our draft from this year in comparison to last year, it's like a complete. It's a difference on how important the players are this year that have to play well now. And I feel like you look at our first four picks. Quentin Williams, I feel like a lot of teams feel like that was such a reach. How important does that pick look now in comparison to how it looked maybe a few days ago? I feel like Telvin really, really is a great player for our team, and he does a lot for us when it comes to how we do our coverage, especially on how we run our third down. I think we're going to miss Telvin a whole lot more than a lot of people think so far. And I'll just take your comments off there. Thank you.
All right, Dave, thank you. Appreciate the call. Look. Quincy Williams is, when you look at what we've talked about, the succession plan, if they were planning on maybe at least considering moving on from him next year, an important pick anyway, right? But Telvin not playing doesn't make Quincy Williams any more ready to play. I'm not saying he won't be ready to play, but just because you need him more doesn't mean he's going to be. He was going to be as ready as he was going to be, right? Coming out of Murray State, I'm sure he's going to bust his tail and put himself in the best position to help this football team. He was going to do that regardless, right? Whether, you know, there are some guys, you make that leap. Look, it's a leap from the SEC to the NFL, right? But it's a bigger leap, let's be honest, when you play at a place like Murray State. And
sure,
some guys can make that leap immediately. Other guys take a little while to kind of transition. And Telvin not being here and the fact that they may need Quincy Williams more doesn't mean Quincy Williams is going to be any more ready than he was going to be. He's going to be as ready as he's going to be either way. Maybe that's everything you need out of him. Maybe it's, you know what, he'll really be able to hit the ground running in 2020, and Telvin's absence or presence to me doesn't change that a whole lot other than he'll get more significant reps on the practice field in the offseason, which should help to some degree, but I don't think it. You know, you go from, like, here's a guy we think can be ready in 2020 to help us, going to contribute on special teams right away, too. Well, now we think he's our starting weak side linebacker. He may end up being that.
Yeah.
But I don't – you know what I mean? It's just not – it's like –
He's not a better player just because you need him to be now.
Correct. That's the simplest way to say it, and I said a lot too many words there.
No, but it's true. Look, we've talked about it before when we're talking about draft or any of this kind of stuff, right? You can't wish it into being, right? You wanting it really badly doesn't make it reality. And look, if Quincy Williams is ever as good a player as Telvin Smith, I'll be doing backflips. Honestly, if he's ever Telvin,
it
would be beyond great for this organization. I don't expect the next outside linebacker that they draft to be Telvin Smith.
And think about this, Tony. You're talking about a third-round pick, right?
Right.
Telvin was a fifth-round pick.
Now, and who knows what he would have been without the whole thing at FSU.
But he had the failed drug test, yep. Right, leading up to the combine. And he was a fifth-round pick. And you've got this level of production out of a fifth-round pick. Every other team in the National Football League had at least four cracks at taking him,
sure.
Right? Or is assuming they all had their full complement of picks. You know what I'm saying here. nobody else took that chance on him. The Jags did, and it paid off in spades. Even if Telvin Smith never plays another down of football, drafting him in the fifth round was an exceptional draft pick.
Absolutely.
I mean, a phenomenal draft pick. One of the honestly best in team history. I think, did he win the poll as the best fifth round pick?
I think he did.
I probably did. We did the polls prior to the draft of who was the best pick in each round in team history. Let's get Gary on the south side in before we hit the bottom of the hour here. Gary, you're on Jaguars Today. Go ahead.
Good morning. A couple quick comments and then a thought you said, Mike. David Garrard closing those gyms down, that was the biggest quarterback sneak in Jacksonville history.
Look. I don't know what you're trying to do with that. Is that a drive-by snide comment about Dave's businesses? I mean, well, thanks, Gary. Have a good day. Just we'll see you later. I don't know what purpose you think that serves in the discussion that we're having today. Phenomenal drop in. We appreciate the comment. Not really. 641-1010. If you'd like to weigh in with something a little pertinent to what we're discussing today, or if you want to take a drive-by shot at somebody, I'll hang up on you as well. All right? That's not the time and place. We can discuss that at a future date. Dave, trust me, Dave Garrard is going to be back on this program plenty of times in the future. You want to take your shots, go ahead and take your shots. You're just not going to do it today on this program. 641-1010 if you want to weigh in. Obviously, talking about the fallout from Telvin Smith's decision not to play football for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2019. You can hit us up on social media, on the text line, driven by Duval Ford, or on the phone lines, of course, right here. Live at TIAA Bank Field, Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Now more Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, all kinds of angles on this Telvin Smith story.
You aren't kidding.
I mean, so many of them. Look, I don't know. I'm not trying to get into the guy's psyche. I'm not saying he doesn't have legitimate reasons. As somebody brought up on the text line, and I don't know how this works in terms of the National Football League and mm-hmm. the contract structure that they have, okay? They say anyone with short or long-term disability or FMLA, which is Family Medical Leave Act, can take a leave of absence and get paid. Many reasons, anxiety, alcoholism, family illness, etc. Telvin's baby brother was murdered, and he's had multiple concussions in recent years. Takes more time for some than others. Take all the time you need, dude. Then he goes on to take a shot at Coughlin. Coughlin's rightfully considerate of strangers facing tragic illness like cancer with the J Fund, however inconsiderate of players in his own clubhouse. If Telvin Smith is not communicating that he has these issues, how is Tom Coughlin, for all he knows, he's showing up, and he's not telling us why. If Telvin Smith said, look, I'm dealing with the after effects of concussions. Mm-hmm. I've had all this turmoil and tumult in my life. It's really, you know, I tried to be a brave guy and play through my brother's death. This is all really hitting me. I'm sure the team's attitude would have been, man, you know what? It's a different situation. They put out yesterday, we'd love to support him if we can understand what the situation is we need to support.
Jumping to the team's not supporting Telvin card is way premature considering we don't know what the team feels about any of this yet.
How are you supposed to support a guy who don't know, you're not aware is going through this? But putting that aside, okay, it's quite possible that all these factors coming into play, other issues that he may or may not have in his personal life, you know, just all these things could lead to him not feeling in the right headspace to be able to perform at his best, to give what he needs to give to go out there and play the dangerous game that the National Football League is. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, if you're not 100% committed, you know, when you go half speed, they always say that's the best, easiest time to get hurt.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm not saying he doesn't have legitimate reasons. As far as him continuing to get paid under some kind of shorter long-term disability, I don't know how that works with NFL contracts, because I'm not aware of anybody else going through a similar – like, couldn't you claim if you were an addict of something, right? Like, this is a medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm short-term disabled. I don't know. I really don't know. My belief, I've heard nothing from NFL circles on, you know, reporters in the last less than 24 hours indicating that there's some kind of exemption. This, I think it's a little bit different, is my take, but I'm not an expert in this area, so I'm not going to try to speculate. I'm operating under the belief that if you don't show up, unless it's football, like if it were a football, if it were concussions that he suffered in football, I can't play, then there's no question he's going to continue to get paid as long as he's a member of the football team, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't, to me, seem to be that. If this, when he says take care of my health, if this were a knee issue he got from playing in the NFL, of
there
course,
wouldn't be a question.
Of
yeah.
course he's going to get yeah. paid, you know? And even in the NFL, if you're on the injured list, you don't get paid your full salary. You know, you get paid. There's the way the contracts are structured, you get paid, but you got to be out there on the football field to earn all your money, or at least be available to be out there. Again, I'm not an expert in these areas. I'm telling you what I believe and what I've gathered, and I try not to talk too far out of my weight class.
Yeah, we'll see how the team wants to react over this over the course of the next few weeks and months, right? Like, we don't know. You know, we don't know what the team is, what Telvin's going to share with them. And again, I don't need to know. Honestly, I don't need to know what's going on. If it's a health issue, Telvin, get healthy, buddy. Like, that's the bottom line for it. Get healthy. If you need a year off to make that happen, 100% okay with it from a Telvin Smith fan perspective. That doesn't mean I'm not going to discuss the effect that it has on the football team, too. But if this is what he needs to get healthy, I'm on board with it, buddy. And I don't need him to tell me what the issue is for me to feel like I need to be on board with it. If he says that's what's going on with him, okay. I'm okay
right,
with
we're
that.
We're not in his life to that degree. We don't know. Like,
no.
We're,
and I like Telvin. I like every time I've never had a bad interaction with Telvin Smith.
Neither have I.
I really like Telvin Smith. He's been a fan favorite from the day he got here. He's one of the best players at his position in the team's history. He's a good guy in this community. Like, there is nothing to dislike about Telvin Smith. And if he's dealing with something that is serious enough that he's willing to put $10 million potentially at risk right now on the table for this season, then yeah, I think it's serious, because I do think he's a guy that loves football. There's something serious going on, and I hope he gets it handled.
Right, but this is not a program, this is not a culture in the sports media where we sit there and our main focus is on players' personal lives. It's on the performance of the team on the field. And that's
yes.
where the impact here is, again, the seemingly being blindsided, right? The team being blindsided by this announcement yesterday. Okay. As somebody points out on the text line, let's just say it's a mental health issue. Then what makes you think he's going to do things that make sense for you? In other words, communicate.
Come on.
If you're with it enough to post multiple times on social media to be following along with the rumors, the buzz that's out there, you can't. I mean, if you can make a post on Instagram, you can certainly pick up the phone and call the team. Now,
absolutely.
I don't get the sense that Telvin Smith is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, he may be dealing with issues that you know, like people who are depressed. I'm not saying Telvin is. That doesn't make you crazy, right? And granted, it can make you do things irrationally. I don't. It's my belief, and all it is a belief. I'm not a mental health professional. That if you can post this on social media, you can pick up the phone and communicate at some point with the team along the way.
Yeah, and I hope he does very soon, if it hasn't happened already.
Let's see. I wouldn't be surprised if Telvin is on the team this year. I remember one time, like a year after I had just read the Celestine Prophecy, which Telvin made a post about reading last year, I made a social media post telling everyone I've decided to move to Costa Rica. I've still never even been to Costa Rica, right? It's certainly possible that Telvin changes his mind or gets his thoughts in order. This, I don't know. Like, we don't know how much. Has he been thinking about this since the day the season ended? Has this been a long thought out thing? How impetuous or not impetuous was this decision? Nobody has the answer to these questions.
We don't know. And it's a serious enough decision, and we've been around. I feel like we've seen how Telvin is enough that I believe that there's something serious going on, and he feels like he needs to walk away. Like, again, everything that we say from the football side, at least for me, everything I say about how it affects the football team, in my head, the most important thing is Telvin Smith all right? Like, that's the most important thing, but there is a business side to this. The Jags are not going to have a guy that we just talked about. He played basically 100% of their snaps last year. And he's one of the best weak side linebackers in football, and they were paying him as one of the best weak side linebackers in football. He's not there. And the team has to come up with a plan. Like, this is a big, gaping hole for this defense that jumped up on him. Look, I thought he was going to be gone in 2020. I didn't expect he was going to be gone on May 15th. You know, like, that just wasn't the expectation.
And I don't think it was anyone's expectation.
And now there's a fallout for that, and with all of that being said, I hope that Telvin Smith is all right. And if this is what he needs to be all right, okay. I'm okay with that, but that doesn't mean there isn't a real impact on the football team, too.
On the text line driven by Duval Ford, could you guys explain why this is bad? Weren't we talking about how impossible it was to trade him before the draft? Well, if you traded Telvin, you'd get something in return that could help your football team. So at no point did Tony and I ever suggest Telvin was going to be outright cut by this team. It made no sense. It was a negative to cut him. No. Now, you can say, well, you could maybe save some cap space this year. That may be true. And maybe you can use that on another player. You're still losing a guy that I think was in the plans for the team. The team had if Telvin Smith had shown up to all the voluntary OTA stuff, there wouldn't have been any talk about are they cutting Telvin Smith this offseason. All you had to do is look at the contract and say, well, that makes no sense. They wouldn't cut him and have to count more against the salary cap than actually having him on the team. Let's have a guy on the team who's had over 100 tackles each year he's played in the National Football League.
Sure.
If we're going to have to count that money against the cap anyway, it made no sense.
And beyond that, if they were going to try to trade Telvin Smith, then if Telvin wasn't going to communicate with the Jags, it certainly, I don't think he was in a position where he was communicating with whatever team was going to trade for Telvin Smith. It's a non-starter. For whoever was even, if it was ever a consideration for another team, it's a non-starter if the player's not talking to anybody about what's going on.
Right.
And for the first time, he's non-communicating. Like, they've never had this issue with Telvin Smith. It's never been an issue.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was, no one's going to trade for a player that's dealing with whatever was going on. No one knew exactly what it was. Now we know it's at least serious enough that he's willing to walk away for a year.
All right, back to the phones. We go 641-1010. Chuck on the north side, you're on Jaguars today. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Love the show. A couple of things. You know, not getting the legalese, but FMLA just means they can't fire you. They don't pay you. You keep your health benefits, all those benefits. They just can't fire you. So it's got nothing to do with pay. Secondly, where is Telvin Smith physically?
I mean, where actually is he right now?
Yes, where is he? I mean, is he in Jacksonville? Is he in Valdosta? I mean, does anybody know where he is?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I mean, maybe that's tagged, like, on his Instagram, you know, that you could sometimes, you know, you post from somewhere and it shows you the location where you're coming from, but I really don't know. I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be snide here. Like, what does it matter all that much way or the other?
If he's in Jacksonville, then there's an opportunity for the Jaguars to at least, like, maybe physically reach out to him, perhaps send somebody out. I mean, you know, not like the big
mouth
and out some kind of idiot, but actually try to physically contact him. You know, it just seems like, it's like, where's Waldo? Is he here? Is he Valdosta? I mean, does anybody know where he actually physically is?
I don't. I assume the team might have better intel on that, but I can't be 100% sure because, again, it seems like it's been radio silence between the two sides, the team and Telvin Smith, since the end of the season. So I don't know if they know specifically where he is or not. Tony, can you gather anything from the...
No, I don't see anything.
Nothing on the Instagram post?
No. Well, I can't get into the Instagram. It's private. But
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing on Instagram post.
Nothing on the post? Thanks, E. Yeah, you know, but you know how that goes sometimes. Like, I post something on Twitter and it tags me wherever I'm posting from or whatever. Chuck, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave on the south side. Next up here on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Mike? Hey, so if I'm the Jaguars, what I'm doing is I'm basically and this is assuming that they have heard nothing from Telvin. I'm telling his agent that he has up until basically the mandatories to give them in writing what his plans are, whether that is sitting out the 2019 season or if it's, you know, a time frame for when they expect him back. Because at this point, how we like to draw parallels between businesses, one thing I would assume that is true also in professional football is whatever your intentions are, if it is to do something like sit out an entire season off contract, is to give that information to the employer in writing. So, because they got to move on one way or another. So, I mean, they need to know at a specific time when it is when they draw the line and say,
yeah, I don't think they can do that. I don't think they can compel him to do that. I mean, look at Le'Veon Bell last year, right? The Steelers couldn't compel Le'Veon Bell to tell him when he was going to show up. He decided he was changing his mind the whole time. He thought he was going to show up, then he didn't show up. And, you know, until there's a drop dead point, like in week 10, if you don't show up, you're not allowed to play after that point in time. But, at least as a franchise tag guy, but I don't think they can compel him to do anything in writing. You can just not show up, and they can, they have mechanisms like placing you on the did not report list, you know, but I don't think they can compel him to give them anything like that.
No, I don't
think
so.
I mean, because Telvin Smith tomorrow can go, just kidding. I'm not saying he would, but he could. And what did, you know what I mean? Like, what? So, you know, I don't think there's any way for them to force him to give them something like, I am not going to play this year, so you can make your plans like that. To my knowledge, there's not any way.
No.
You know, Dave, I appreciate it. Look, I understand the desire to have that. If you're the team, you want, you know, but what you don't necessarily want is the guy to miss all off season and then show up. Like, I don't know what happens, Tony. I don't know when you're allowed to place a guy on the reserve retired did not report list. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's training camp or I don't know, because I've never, to my knowledge, heard of a guy who just like skipped like a mandatory mini camp and then somebody got placed on that list. Right. So there's got to be a point in time that you're allowed to do that. But once you're on that list, and maybe a public statement like this is enough for them to put him on that. I don't know what happens if you're placed on that list and then the guy decides, well, I'm showing up tomorrow.
Right.
Like, do they have to remove him from that? I'm sure there is language laid out in the collective bargaining agreement that covers this. I've never had to go down this particular rabbit hole this deep, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know all the ins and outs on it. But I feel fairly certain that at this point in time, they just can't say, well, by next week, you have to give us a letter telling us your intentions of what you're going to do. I don't think it works like that, because guys hold out. And I've never heard of a player who's held out into training camp or anything else under contract being forced to sign something in writing like, here's when I plan to show up. That's the kind of the point of the holdout. It's a leverage game, right? When am I going to show up? Well, you don't know. How much do you need me? The whole nine yards. And that kind of undercuts your leverage if they could compel you to lay out your plans like that. So,
yeah,
there you have it. All right, we'll take a timeout. 641-1010 if you want to weigh in on your reaction to Telvin Smith's announcement that he is not going to be playing football for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2019. Maybe he will, maybe he won't, but certainly that's what he announced yesterday. How do you feel about that? What is your reaction to it? We're taking your calls, your texts, your tweets, your Facebook postings on that subject today. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Now, Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. And now, this date in football history.
All right, there's a couple of birthdays of note on this date in football history from May the 10th. A longtime friend of my programs here on 1010XL. Got to know him personally. Know some of his family, particularly his son Kyle, who lives here and works in Jacksonville over at Spectrum Films, who was my business partner for a long, long time. Pat Summerall, born in the state in 1930 in Lake City, right down the road. He passed away in 2013. At the age of 82, he was a fourth-round selection by the Lions. Everybody thinks of him as a New York Giant. He won the NFL championship with the Lions as a rookie. He was a defensive end mostly with the Chicago Cardinals, then became more of a kicker. That's what he was most known for, as a kicker for the New York Giants during the final 4 years of his career, but he did play some defensive end in the league as well. Obviously, after his playing career, ended up pairing with Tom Brookshire at first and then John Madden for long runs as a National Football League announcer. In addition to football, he announced major golf and tennis events and all. He announced 16 Super Bowls on network television. At the time, recently that was the record. I don't know if anyone's done any more than that. 26 Masters, 21 U.S. Opens. He also contributed to 10 Super Bowl broadcasts on CBS Radio as a pregame host or analyst. Pat Summerall passed away in 2013 at the age of 82. He would have been 89 years old today. Thinking about you, Kyle, and the rest of the Summerall family right here in Jacksonville. Also, another announcer born on this day, Chris Berman, one of the originals. He joined ESPN a month into their run back in the early 1980s. He's born in 1955. He is 64 years old today. Seems like he'd be older for some reason, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I don't know.
Maybe it's because we've been watching him for
forever. Yeah. And I guess he just started so young. Yeah. But he was an anchor on SportsCenter since 1979. Does he still occasionally do SportsCenter? I don't know if he does. I know he did it up through like 2016. I can't remember the last time I've seen him on there. In addition to that, he was the host of Sunday NFL Countdown with Tom Jackson. Berman's run was from 1985 to 2016, also anchored Monday Night Countdown. I guess he was more Monday Night Countdown with Tom Jackson, but he did Sunday and Monday Night Countdown on ESPN, U.S. Open Golf, Stanley Cup Finals, occasionally ruining the Home Run Derby and things like that, but that's his personal preference right there. Don't kick a man on his birthday, yet I did. Anyway, he doesn't care. He's much more successful than I will ever be. So happy birthday to Boomer and the memory of Pat Summerall, both of those gentlemen born on this date in football history.
Now, let's roll around the NFL with Roland Reich Plumbing, where quality and experience count.
The Miami Dolphins are signing quarterback Xavien Howard to a 5-year, $76.5 million contract extension that will make him the highest-paid corner in the league. Howard was a second-round pick of the Dolphins in 2016, was entering the final season of his rookie deal. He was elected as a Pro Bowler last season after leading the league in interceptions with 7, despite playing in only 12 games. Tight end Benjamin Watson is indeed coming out of retirement and joining the New England Patriots on a 1-year deal that could be worth up to $3 million. The Seattle Seahawks let go of wide receiver Doug Baldwin and safety Cam Chancellor yesterday. Chancellor suffered a career-ending neck injury in 2017. Baldwin underwent a second surgery of the offseason following an injury-plagued 2018 season, and general manager John Schneider said during the draft that Baldwin was considering retirement. Both players' contracts have been terminated with a failed physical designation. And Buffalo quarterback Derek Anderson announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday after 14 years in the league. Anderson was a sixth-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens in the 2005 NFL draft.
You know, had Telvin Smith not made that announcement yesterday, and he did allude to it earlier in the week, you're going to know more later this week, right? Very odd, right? Like, he knew he was going to make this announcement, and he was kind of prepping the scene to be ready for it, but had that not happened, the things we'd be talking about today would include the Jags signing a bunch of their draft picks, including Juwan Taylor and just most of them. I mean, Josh Allen, I don't think Quincy Williams is signed. I don't know if anybody else is unsigned. They signed Minshew. They signed a bunch of guys, right? And they'll get them all done because everybody in the NFL, there's no holdouts with rookies anymore.
No.
Rarely does it go late into the summer because of the slotting system. But the other thing we would have talked about is the Xavien Howard contract with Miami. As somebody brought up on Twitter today, I don't have it right in front of me, or I'd reference them. I know it's not on topic per se, but what does this do? How does this impact Jalen Ramsey ultimately getting a long-term deal? I don't know if I'd have the cap space. I'd have to make some machinations happen to make it available to me right now. If Jalen Ramsey would sign a 5-year $76.5 million extension, I'd sign him yesterday to that.
How about 80?
Yes.
85.
I don't know. I don't know what the limit is, okay?
Okay.
But I know I would sign him for what Xavien Howard signed for yesterday. Because it's my guess that Jalen Ramsey is going to look at himself as being one of the best defensive players. Never, I mean, he's not going to compare himself just to corners. He's going to say these pass rushers are getting $20-22 million. I deserve $20+ million a year. The highest paid corner right now, Xavien Howard, is going to make $15.3 million on average over the next 5 years. Tack that on to this year and the fifth year option for Jalen Ramsey, and you'd have him for 7 years. I'd sign him yesterday. Like I said, 80? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where the cutoff is, Tony. I don't, you know, because I know you've got other priorities and you don't have to do this right now. But when I saw that number, I'm like, really? That's the biggest cornerback contract out there. By the time Jalen does hit negotiations, that probably that number goes up because somebody else will have topped it somewhere along the line. So while that is the highest contract for any player, Xavien Howard's a really good player. He's just been on a bad team. You know, you can argue the same for Jalen, right, for the most part throughout his career. He had the one gear of team success. But anyway.
If you gave him $18 million a year, that would make Jalen Ramsey the highest paid corner by over $1.5 million more than Xavien right now.
Okay.
And would make him the...
That'd be 90? Would that be 5 years 90? Yeah, it would.
Yeah. That would make him the sixth highest paid defender in the league. So he would be on a list that would be behind Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, DeMarcus Lawrence, Frank Clark, Von Miller.
What does that tell you? Pass rush gets paid.
Pass rush gets paid. And if you keep going down the list, Trey Flowers, Fletcher Cox, Dee Ford, Olivier Vernon, C.J. Mosley, the first non-pass rusher on the list.
Yes, and that's because the Jets have stupid cap space and they're generally stupid.
And you get past that, J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones, the Darius Smith, Geno Atkins, Kawan Short, Melvin Ingram, Jadeveon Clowney, Gerald McCoy, Jason Pierre-Paul.
Tons of pass rush.
And then Xavien Howard.
Wow.
Yes.
So... it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, I don't know what the, you know. I don't know if Jalen's going to care. You know, I don't know if he's going to say, "Well, I'm one of the most impactful players in the league."
Sure.
You know, and maybe that's look. Maybe I'd make the same argument if I was
him. Yeah, if I could get the deal done right now for 18 a year, I'd do it with Jalen. I would.
I don't know. Considering,
I don't know that 18 would be enough to get it done.
I'd have to see like. What he's got this year, let me bring up his contract real quick. We're going to get back on the Telvin Smith stuff in just a second, but I want to see what he's got for the next couple of years. I got this on SpotTrack right now. Come on, scroll. Here we go. Now, he's making 3.6 this year, 13 next year. If you franchise him, it's the average of the five highest paid players, so it's going to be below what Howard's making.
Yep.
So I can franchise him, let's say, for $13 million, right? Another $13 to $14 million, something in that range. And maybe it's higher because he made 13.7 or he will make 13.7 because you can't – like the franchise number for whatever it is for you can't be less than you made the year before.
Correct.
So let's say it's 15, right? And then you get a bump from that and it goes up to 18 if you franchise him again. So you could have him for 3.6, so it's rounded up to 4. 13.7, add those 16, 17, we'll call that $17 million, and then 33, that's $50 million over the next 4 years, far below $18 million a year. If I'm the Jags, I'm playing that game. That's what I'm doing. I don't know. Maybe you get to the point you franchise him, he goes, I'm not playing. He's going to pull a Le'Veon Bell. Maybe he does. I don't know. But I think that's the route I would go because that's a four-year $50 million contract. Basically, if you look at it in those terms – and I may be a little off on the figures. Call 4 years 60 if you want to bump it up. That's right in range with what Xavien Howard's getting paid. You don't have to set the new precedent. You don't have to go down that road. You have him locked up for four more seasons. That's the way I don't think I'd go 18
from the team
right now.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I would do the deal he got if I could add it to the end.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd have him for 7 years because I'd have him for basically $17 million for the next 2 years combined, 19 and 20. And then I'd have him for 5 years beyond that. At that point, is he still going to be the same guy 7 years down the road? I don't know.
Don't know.
So he might be, might not be. But I would do the Xavien Howard contract. I don't think I would set a new precedent at this point in time. All right, let's get back to the phone lines at 641-1010. We've got Chris in Arlington next up to weigh in on Jaguars today. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just calling in. So I know it's been a year since Puz left, and I know last year the defense kind of fallen apart with Unique and Fowler. You think this Telvin issue has anything to do with Puz not being there in the locker room in the presence?
I mean, I don't know, but I couldn't rule it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Right? Like, maybe he was like really a guy that a day to day he leaned on a lot, and you know, Puz is that kind of guy, right?
Look, Puz was the middle linebacker, but Puz was one of Telvin's better friends in the locker room too. Puz is going to Telvin Smith's brother's funeral.
Right.
With him. Puz is the guy that Telvin Smith is tearfully talking about how much he meant to him when Puz retired. Like, yeah, I think it does have an effect on Telvin Smith. And whether that was what happened with him on the field last year, what's going on with him right now, I don't know. We don't have answers to any of those kind of questions. But would I be surprised if, yeah, Telvin didn't play as well without Puz Leslie on the field as he did with him on it.
If you've got a support system who's with you every day, like I have with Tony, if Tony disappears, that's going to impact me in some way, right? I mean, so that doesn't mean, like, Telvin sitting out. I don't think Telvin thinks, let's say that is a factor in it, right? I don't think he's going, man, how can we get Puz back? You know what I mean? He knows that ship has sailed. It's gone. But maybe it did have an impact on him, and he didn't have the emotional support or whatever. Sure. I don't know.
It's a situation.
I think it's reasonable to think that.
Yeah, I think it's a situation that's a lot more complicated than X plus Y equals Z. Like, I think there's a lot going on, and we don't have anywhere near the information to try to figure out exactly what's going on with them. From a team perspective, we can talk about what it means for the football team. Trying to figure out what exactly is going on with Telvin is impossible. We just don't have any information about what's going on with Telvin. Like I said, if he's dealing with something, I hope he gets it right, because I like him.
I don't have, like, I don't wish anybody, you know, whether it's the Jags or anything. You know what I mean? If you've got issues, everyone has issues.
Totally.
Hope you get your issues resolved, whatever
100%.
They happen to be,
yeah.
You know? All right. We'll take a time out here because that's what we do at this time. And we will come back. If you're on the line, stay right there. We'll get to you. I've got tons of responses to get to on social media and the text line driven by Duval Ford. Your reaction to Telvin Smith's announcement that he's taking the year off to focus on his family and his health. Mike Dempsey and Fat Tony Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at TIAA Bank Field, this is Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, we don't always get as deep into the Facebook replies because they go a little bit deeper. It's mm-hmm. easy to read a quick tweet off. But we got a minute or two here, so let's read some of these reactions that we asked folks about. Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith here with you. Jaguars Today going up until noon, and I'm sure the Telvin Smith topic will be a continuing topic of conversation throughout the day on 1010XL and well beyond that, because the football fallout, your wishes for Telvin, or will we learn anything more? We may not.
And we still don't know how the team's going to react to any of it.
Like, if Telvin called the team and said, here's all my issues, there are HIPAA laws that doesn't mean you'd ever find out what that was. But, all right, so where things stand right now, we asked you for your reaction to his announcement, so let me read some of the replies that we got. This is from Daniel. He says, if he feels that there's something going on in his life that needs to be straightened out, and the way to do it is taking off the whole season, more power to him. However, I also hope he understands that the team will be moving on and know there will not be a spot on the roster for him next year. I don't know if it's that definitive, but that is a risk you run.
Sure.
No question. Matt says, if he needs to be away and take care of himself, I'm fine with that. Not telling the Jags is on him, as the Jags have tried to help and support other players in the past, such as Justin Blackmon. No guarantee, though, that he will have a job when he gets back, as a rookie third rounder may boot him from his post. Again, I think pretty fair. Andy says, handled extremely poorly on his part. It is his right to do whatever he pleases, but he forgot he was part of a team. There should have been communication with the team, so that they might be able to assist. The team could have prepared better had they known what was going on, or they could have sought assistance for him. And, the NFL has a lot. I heard Dan Hicken mention this today, a lot of top-notch programs. If you've, if you're dealing with issues, that the NFL does try to support, as much as they can.
They've gotten a lot better about it.
They've gotten
no
better,
that,
right,
yeah.
In recent years. Anyway, moving on. This one's from Scott. Without knowing the why, it's really hard to say. I hope whatever it is gets straightened out in a good way for him. Though, I will add, if he's in good enough condition to post on Instagram, he should be in good enough condition to reach out to his employer to let them know what's going on. That's my whole, really, the only issue I have with the thing. Like,
yeah,
he not only was in good enough condition to post on Instagram, he previewed that he was about to post it on 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Post a little video. Hey, y'all, it's coming. Wait for it. you know you're going to post this on Instagram. You can, in that time, like, what is going on that you can't let somebody with the team know? Moving on. Again, Facebook replies on the Jaguars Today page. Adrian says, some things are more important than football. Here's hoping he can get those sorted out and then come back with new focus. Charles says, we always get the BS in Jacksonville. 100. Okay. Freddie says, the man says he's got to get right. Let's give the man some time. And then I'm going to use the word poop here in place of what he said. Poop. You'd be mad if some poop would have went down in the middle of the season. Poop. Lay back and relax. He will be better than ever. Back better than ever. Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe he will. Maybe he won't.
Hopefully.
I don't know if he's saying I would have been mad. Look, it's just the lack of communication. I'm not mad at Telvin for having issues and trying to deal with them and focusing on his family first. What's more important than your family? You know what? If my family had a crisis, the hell with all the rest of you. You know, that's just reality, and I think most people feel that way. You can burn all the rest of it down as long as my peeps are taken care of. And that doesn't mean you're heartless and you don't care about other people, but you got to have your priorities start with the people in your family, in my opinion, and always will. Moving on, Kevin says, my reaction is I hope he seeks help for whatever it is that will keep him away from football. My hope is that he gets things worked out so he can live his life with his family for many years to come in happiness. Orlando said, bring Paz back. A reminder at this point, they did not send Paz away. It'd be like saying, let's bring Telvin back. No, Telvin's deciding I'm not going to play in 2019. Paz is deciding I'm not going to play ever again.
Mm-hmm.
He retired. He's done. Now, Paz changed his mind. He was in Paz shape. I'm not saying you wouldn't want Paz back. No indication that that's what Paz at peace with his decision.
Yep.
That guy's a warrior. I don't think he walks away unless he's mentally ready to make that move. Anyway, let's move on from that. Gregory says, not to be insensitive, you know what's coming.
Here we go.
But I expect you to handle your personal life on your own time and give the team their time that they're going to pay you top dollar for. Football isn't a full-time job you've had since January to get yourself right. My issue with that is like saying to somebody, all right, you've got X amount of time to grieve this, or you've got X amount of time, like you're depressed, or I'm not saying Telvin's any of these things, right? But you're dealing with some issues, or you know, you've got family strife and turmoil. Here's your deadline to get it fixed. That doesn't work. That's not how reality works.
No.
Right? I mean, you can't just, it's not cookie cutter. Not some people can deal with stuff and get over it in a week or a day. Other people take months. Some people never get over stuff without the proper help and all those things. So,
and again, I approach the entire situation from the perspective of we've been around Telvin for 5 years. I am convinced he loves football, that he loves being out here with his guys. He is the heartbeat guy of this team, right? Like he's been that guy since he got here to Jacksonville. And that he's willing to walk away from $10 million and potentially we'll see what kind of effect this has. Like, this is a long-term ramification potentially on his career.
I wonder if he does get that, though, because in the words he uses when he says, when I decide to leave Duval, you know, it'll be – like, do you realize that that decision is not solely in your hands?
Sure. But I think from the perspective of – look, I think the guy loves the game, and there is – the reality is he could be walking away from $10 million. Right now.
Absolutely.
A guy that loves the game. I think something serious is going on with Telvin Smith.
And for all we know, Tony, he's been trying to get right. Right?
Yeah.
Like, again, whatever that means, right? Because we don't know. And again, I don't think that's for us that important to know. What he's got,
totally with you,
he's got issues that he feels are important to him that supersede football. Who's to say since the end of the season he has not been trying to get this rectified? And it's just come to a point where he goes, you know what? I can't double dip. I cannot commit myself to this and to this. And I've tried it for 5 months, and it's just not going to happen. We don't know.
We don't know. But whatever it is serious enough that he's willing to say at least that he's going to walk away from football for a year, I'm with you. I wish he would communicate with the team. And I don't need the team to communicate with me. What's going on with Telvin Smith? If they've had talks with Telvin Smith and they say, we talked to Telvin, we're good with
it. We understand what's going on.
Right. And we're going to go forward.
Then like, we shouldn't care.
I don't need to know
all that much.
I don't need to know. And again, I hope that if whatever's going on with Telvin Smith, I hope he gets it worked out.
Billy, one more on the Facebook page. Billy says, get help, get healthy. It's more important than football. However, he should have informed the Jags before posting on social media. I think that's the general consensus. Get yourself right, man. People deal with issues. Life comes at you in funny ways. people, you know, people, this is not the exact example. I'm watching some show the other day on like the cooking channel, and someone was like a CPA and their husband was like a doctor. I don't think they were a doctor, but they something like where they went to school for years. They're in these professions and they're like, you know, we said, screw it. We're going to open up a food truck because for us, we weren't happy in what we were doing. You know what I mean? And they changed their life completely and they walked away from it. I'm not saying Telvin's walking away from football permanently. It certainly doesn't sound like that's his intention.
No.
But people make – some people don't. Some people let the flow of life just kind of push them down the river, right? That, like, the inertia is moving and they feel stuck and it takes a sometimes a great act of will – to get yourself out of the path that you have found yourself on in life. And I'm not saying that it, you know, you don't find yourself on that path without some influence from your own decisions, obviously, but some people just can't get out of that. And other people, you know what, you can look at this and say this is one of the most courageous decisions. We don't know what the root of it is, but it could turn out to be, and we may never know this, but it could turn out in reality to be that, man, you know, this is a guy where it was all falling apart. Think about it. Like, is your career worth your family, you know, or your mental health or your well-being? In the end, some people will continue down that path, and it's very self-destructive, you know, stress and anxiety and all these things. And other people say, you know what, enough. I got to get out of this path, and I have agency, and I can make that decision. And hopefully for him, this is a decision that works out for the best. And again, I mean, in the end, I think that's more important than who plays weak side linebacker for the Jaguars. It's like Jeff Loggeman said. I heard that clip in the last update. You know, the team's got to treat this from a football perspective as he suffered a season-ending injury.
Yeah.
Now, there are other ramifications with the salary cap because of what's going on with this and his contract. But just from the on the field, if you're Doug Marrone, all right, we don't have Telvin Smith. If he had blown out his knee, we wouldn't have Telvin Smith. What would we do? What would all our alternative be? And it's usually not as good as the alternative because that guy was starting for a reason, but happens every year.
Sure.
With every team in the National Football League, they lose people, they got to adjust, they have to go to a contingency plan.
They do, and the Jags are having to adjust to trying to replace a Pro Bowl level weak side linebacker. This is a big one. Like, and for whatever the reasons are that Telvin Smith isn't going to be here, you have to assume he's not going to be here for the 2019 season. This is a big loss for the Jacksonville Jaguars when the defense is the strong side of what you do. Like, this is where their strength is that side of the football. And in 2017, it certainly carried them. Telvin was making massive plays for this football team in 2017. He was unbelievable.
No doubt.
And look, the 2019 Jaguars are at their best when Telvin Smith is out there.
Right.
I believe that.
And you could say, well, he didn't play like that last year, but okay. And
they were 5-11, guys.
They were also 5-11. Exactly that. And that's probably part of the reason. If you want to return to the glory of double digit wins, chase a division title, maybe go 12-4, all this, having your best players available to potentially operate on all cylinders is obviously the best situation.
This isn't a molehill problem. This is a mountain that you got to figure out how to deal with it.
We'll see how big it is. I mean, look, if the rest of the team stays healthy, if you had traded Telvin Smith, right, for a future draft pick, like a first rounder next year, that first rounder wouldn't help you this year.
No.
Okay? And you might have enough with your front four and the rotation that you've got and that those corners in that secondary. And
I'm not saying the defense
Miles
is
Jack.
Bad now.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily – it could be a mountain football-wise. Maybe it'll turn out. Maybe we'll find – you know, maybe Quincy Williams will accelerate his learning curve better than we could ever hope for. Or maybe – Ramiq Wilson will turn out to be a revelation in the middle, and Miles Jack will go to the weak side. We don't know.
Don't know.
But there's no question in our minds that you'd be better off having Telvin Smith available to you on the football field this year. All right, 641-1010, if you want to get in before we get out of here. One more segment to go. We'll rip through a lot of these Twitter responses that we got as well, asking you today your reaction to Telvin Smith announcing that he will not play in 2019 in order to focus on his family and his health. It's Jaguars Today live at TIAA Bank Field on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Now more Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right. I'm not going to go down to the dark hole that some people have taken this to because some of it is just pure nonsense. But we do ask for your reaction. legitimate reaction to some of this stuff.
Oh.
Legitimate. Who's the judge of that? We are, because we host the program.
Yeah, we are hosting the program. So we're not going to go down the he drunkenly got on Instagram and made an announcement.
And just made it up, and now he's trying to figure out how to take his words back. No, I'm not going to go down that hole, Tony, because he announced 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What did he plan 2 days ago that he was going to? I mean, let's be a little
get real,
the realm of reality.
Yeah.
Just a smidge here, okay? And they say the plot of the Marvel movies are outlandish. All right. Here we go. Some reactions. We asked for them today.
Yeah.
As they came in from the beginning of the show on, your reaction to Telvin Smith announcing he's not going to play this year, the focus on family and health. Steven, these are all on Twitter. Steven says, I hope everything works out for him. Captain, I'll just call him Cameron. It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to figure out how people want their Twitter name said. I hope he takes the time he needs to get back in a good space, and anyone who criticizes him for this can go fly a kite. All right. My reaction is I'm not criticizing him for stepping away. I am criticizing him for the lack of communication with the team.
Sure.
He doesn't have to lay chapter and verse out to the public. Here's what I'm dealing with. That's not our business. It is somewhat the team's business to know, even if he doesn't have to give them all the details. Like, I'm going to announce on Instagram in a couple of days what's going to, you'll find out what's going to happen, and then the team has to sit there and watch his Instagram feed to find out. That doesn't fly with me. I'm sorry. Here's one from Jimbo. I'm disgusted by the reaction of so many. He's a human first. He obviously needs to figure some things out. Take your time, Telvin. John says, good for him, supporting him and hoping everything works out. Brandon, wishing him well. Don't know what the situation is. Whatever his reason, you know it is the right one for him. I respect that. You hope it's the right one for him.
Yeah.
Some people make bad decisions for themselves, too, with the best intentions, but I hope you're right. Union Jack's Joe, just hoping Telvin gets his stuff together. Bigger things in sport, family, and health first. People forget the stuff he's been through. Hopefully he's back next year. Let's see. This is from Lompo. Says, doesn't explain the silent treatment towards his team. John, I know most of that's getting into the Howard thing. We already talked about that. Gator Boss, I was sad at first, but I understand he has to fix things in his life and get them right. I wish him well. Hope he comes back next season. Darth Edge, handled in the worst possible way. I'm guessing we have seen the last of him in a Jag uniform. It's possible. I wouldn't say that's written in stone, but it's possible. Alan, 100% support my boy Telvin, family over football. I'll be rocking his jersey all year. Let's see. The Dude, I was shocked when I heard, but I guess you got to do what you got to do. I'm Jag for life, so I hope everything works out for Telvin. And then I click on the other 100-plus responses that I had not yet brought in. David says, I'm working backwards now. Takes a lot to say. I need to put a pause on what I love to do to get my house in order. I respect him for doing what he needs to do. I just don't like that he hasn't talked to anyone about what's going on. Professor Floyd, initially I was shocked and disappointed. Now I hope he handles his business because at the end of the day, life is bigger than football. I can't speak on what I don't know has happened with him. And I think that we should all remember that. We know some of the things that have happened because they're public. His brother being killed, right? He has had some concussions. You know, and those can impact people
sure.
in different ways. That alone is enough to know some stuff, but that doesn't mean we know everything. And no, look, I don't know what's going. I don't know everything that goes on in Tony's life. He doesn't know everything that goes on in my life. We're all like that to some degree. So you know, we should all look. We should all be better in that regard. But in this particular instance, just remember, we don't know what has happened to him. And if you knew all the details, maybe you'd go, wow, I feel differently about it. So, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that without question
sure.
that he feels like he's doing the right thing for him and his family, he and his family. But, again, it's just a simple other side of the coin. Communicate with your employer.
I'd like him to communicate it a little bit. Very much better than he has to this point. And we'll see. You know, we'll see what the reaction from the team's going to be when Telvin does have a conversation with them about whatever is going on. And again, we don't know exactly what's going on with Telvin Smith. So there's been a lot of speculation. I'll say this, if it is a mental health thing, and we don't know if it is or isn't with Telvin Smith, that my response to anyone that is dealing with something like that is never going to be toughen up. It's just not going to be.
It's not how it works.
That's not my response. That's not how it works. These are serious things, and if that's the kind of thing he's dealing with, or anybody that's listening to us is dealing with,
as somebody
toughen
pointed
up
out,
is not the answer.
Yeah, somebody pointed out, I don't know if it was a text line or Twitter or whatever the medium was, that they're like, it's like telling an alcoholic, don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah.
Stop wanting to drink, you know? I'm not calling Telvin Smith an alcoholic. I'm not calling him, you know, we don't know if it's a mental health issue, but there are issues in life that you can't just say, snap out of it. I mean,
yeah.
Some people might be able to. People are different. Anyway, Janet on Twitter, get better. Real fans are behind you 100%. Crash, on a human standpoint, I hope he gets right. As a Jaguar fan, all I can say is, bye, Felicia. We have to move on. It's not personal. It's business. Well, for 2019, they do. Again, you get into the issue of if he goes on the did not report, reserve retired, did not report list. Does his contract just get pushed a year? I tend to think it does, which if you find yourself at the beginning of next year and you're the Jags in the same situation in terms of his contract versus the salary cap where you had this year a situation where if you released him, he'd cost you more salary cap space than if you had him on the team, does that mean you wouldn't maybe just if you were planning on moving on him from 2020, moving on, right? Maybe you push that a year and you say, well, we're already taking the cap hit. We might as well have him for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's well within the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, and I think it's an important question for the team to figure out, right? And I don't know what the answer is to the if they were to put him on that list and it meant that they could, you know, not have to pay him this year. Does that mean that when he comes back next year, he'd be playing under the 2019 number? It's like the year never happened,
right?
Like, I don't know what the answer to that is, but if that is the case, well, then what if anybody's been talking about with, well, this gives him extra flexibility with Jan or whatever else is going on, does it?
It may for this year.
Right.
It may free up some this year.
Yeah.
But then it instead of clearing that 7.5 next year that you're counting on,
right, it changes
you're counting
things.
12.5.
Right. Like, there are answers that the team needs to have,
yes,
because there are things that they have to, from a business perspective, there is a reality to what's going on
and
with this.
And you can't be expected to have them less than 24 hours completely solved. And
no.
Again, for all we know, as of this moment, I've yet to speak to Telvin Smith. We don't know. You know, maybe we'll find out more. Doug Marrone's going to speak in about 30 minutes, and you'll hear, I'm sure, his reaction.
He'll be asked
what he's going to say. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even wait to be asked.
Right. He may just say, look, we're not talking about Telvin Smith. Yeah. I have nothing to add to the statement we put out yesterday. We'll find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. This is off topic, but still Jaguar related. Brandon asks a question, is Doug Baldwin a guy the Jags should be interested in? No.
No.
Doug Baldwin got released, not because Seattle didn't want him anymore, because he's about to retire, because injuries have caught up to him throughout his career. Same with Cam Chancellor. Likely that Doug Baldwin and Cam Chancellor never play another down of football.
Correct.
In the National Football League. Back to reaction to Telvin. Derek says, shocked, but glad he recognized he needs to handle it now. Wish him the best. Welcome him back when ready. Let's see. Good for him. Not as good for the Jags, but they'll handle it overall. I'm fine with it. They'll be okay. Champ said, I'm sending positive vibes his way. Hope he and his family are okay and get the help he or they need. If it was handled poorly due to communication with the team, still hope all is well. And again, I think we're now starting to kind of, you know, get the sentiment. Some people are like, hey, from a team perspective, move on. Look, they're going to, right? I mean,
yeah,
Tony.
They don't have a choice.
What do they say? What's the best ability?
Availability. Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's the old little saw about the National Football League. When you go on IR, forget all this stuff. A regular guy breaks his leg, tears his shoulder up, whatever. He's done for the year. You're out of sight, out of mind, buddy. There are countless stories of guys like that who feel like they get marginalized because the team can't afford to sit there and hold your hand. We're marching forward. We got games to win and a season to play and all this stuff. So from that standpoint, they're going to march forward. There's no question. Look, Doug Marrone is going to be like, hey, we're going to play the guys we got, and we're going to make the best of the situation, and we'll figure it out as we go, and we'll see what the best combo is to play for our three linebacker positions.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions about what they're going to do at linebacker. One of my early reactions to all this yesterday was, you know, I already thought what a coup it was for the Jags to get Josh Allen at 7. What a coup it was for the Jags to get Josh Allen at 7. Because if that guy can play strong side linebacker for you, you're talking about the difference between having to play Miles Jack with, what, Leon Jacobs and Jake Ryan?
Maybe.
Potentially,
right,
as your linebacker.
Or some other combination like that.
Or at least having a guy that is a talent like Josh Allen on the field with Miles Jack for your base personnel, and then figure out what you want to do with the guy when you have to play two linebackers. But two linebacker sets, to me, that's what this discussion is. We knew what it was going to look like in 2019. It was going to be Miles Jack and Telvin Smith.
Right.
And now it's not.
And you have Josh Allen as a defensive end in those sets often.
That's a big question to try to figure out what you're going to do, because you're playing that 65% of the snaps. It's a massive question mark for the Jags coming into it. That doesn't mean that you can't find a good enough answer at the spot, but no. I don't expect the answer to be, honestly, anywhere near as good as I think it would be with Telvin Smith available to him.
All right. Last one here. This from Mike. As a fan, my emotional attachment is to the Jags, not to Telvin Smith. I hope he gets right and wish him the best. Telvin had 134 tackles last year, plus a couple of interceptions he gets every season. Can the Jags replace that type of production with what they have? Likely not.
Yeah.
Likely
not. In a season where he didn't have the same kind of splash plays that he had the two previous.
The reality is, if you're probably not going to find a guy that currently is on the roster that's going to play better than Telvin Smith would have played in 2019, in my opinion. Who knows? One last thing I want to reiterate. Mentioned this at the top of the program. Some bad information going around that Telvin got a $5 million bonus or $4 or $5 million bonus like a month ago. He did not get a bonus, you know, which makes it seem like, oh, he got his bonus and then decided to walk away. No.
No.
He got, on the third day of the league year, $5 million of his 2019 salary was fully guaranteed.
For injury.
You have to show up to get that guarantee. It's not guaranteed that we're going to just pay you at it for nothing. If you play, it's fully guaranteed. Even to the point where if you got cut, I believe, Tony, they'd owe him $5 million at that point. Now, if he got that, they were never going to cut him. But if they traded him to somebody, that team would inherit the guarantee. All that's moot at this point. They didn't hand him a check for $5 million.
No.
It's part of his contract that $5 million of the $9.75 he was due to earn got fully guaranteed, again, if he plays football. If you retire, I'm not saying he's retiring, but he's taking a sabbatical, you step away from the game, they don't continue to pay that contract, no matter how many guarantees you have in there. In fact, they can come after your guaranteed money, your bonus payments that you may have gotten in the past if you don't finish out that contract, if you withhold your services. And that's a question for down the road. There's way too many variables that we don't know about at this point in time to see. But theoretically, like, if Telvin decides, you know what, I made enough money, I'm going to walk away, well, guess what? That $8 million signing bonus last year that got prorated over four seasons, we're coming after it.
They could.
We're coming after
six.
Oh,
yep.
They'd be stupid not to. They would be stupid not to. All right. With that being said, didn't plan yesterday on this being the show, but
no.
That's the circumstances of what popped up. So let's find out what's cooking with XL Primetime.
Now, the 2-minute drill delivered by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's!
At Moe's, our caterings come with everything except leftovers. Order your office private event or tailgate catering today online at moescateringfl.com.
All right, Matt Hayes of XL Primetime joining us now. Anything to talk about today, Matt?
Probably a thing or two. It's all Telvin all the time, boys. You know that.
Look, what's your nutshell reaction to it? Obviously, you got 3 hours to really stretch out.
Well, I think nutshell is my thought process is if it's what we think it is, you know, we're all complaining. Why didn't he tell the Jaguars sooner? Had he told the Jaguars sooner, he probably would have been cut. Or he probably would have been in a situation where
What do you think it is?
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm saying this, if it's what you can kind of connect the dots, I think.
That's vague to me.
If he's saying it's a family health issue, a family and health issues, I think you can kind of understand. I'm not saying what it is. I'm not saying out there what it is.
But if
it's a health issue, if it's a simple health issue of something like, you know, I have this disease or I have a problem here, and it's something that you can just come out and say you have, then you come out and say
what
you have.
What if it's a mental health issue? What if he's dealing with he thought he had processed the murder of his brother and, maybe other things that unbeknownst to us are happening in his life? I'm not sure what you're suggesting here. I don't think they would have cut him for a mental health issue.
I don't know that it's a mental health issue, Mike.
I don't either. I don't know what you're suggesting it is that they would have cut him for.
I don't know that a player would walk away from $10 million a year contract because of a mental issue. I just don't see it. That's what I'm saying. I don't see it.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, we have no idea what the dynamic. Are you suggesting it's a drug issue or a suspension or something like that?
It absolutely could be that. All I'm saying is we don't know what it is. But you're not walking away from $10 million a year if you're dealing with something, a mental issue that you could probably deal with over nine months.
So, well, I think that's incredibly dangerous to try to diagnose somebody else's mental state and what they'd be willing to do for their family in the situation. We don't know the pressures he feels he's under. You may be right. It could be something like that. I'm not ruling it out. But to say that if we think what it is, I mean, I have no reason to think it's that anything more than a mental health issue at this point in time.
So that's what you're going with?
Yeah, Matt, because you don't know and I don't know. So I think it's incredibly irresponsible to suggest that they would have cut him if he had contacted the team.
Mike, what I'm saying is it's not irresponsible for you to say it's a mental health issue, Mike. Is it irresponsible for you to say that?
I think to say that it's within the realm of possibility that it's that, absolutely, I think that's fair to say. When he says my family and my health,
there's anything out there right now. We have no idea what it is. The realm of possibility is anything right now.
Sure, but when you say that had he contacted the team, he likely would have been cut, you're suggesting
was a situation like that, yes.
You're saying if it is what we think it is. I have no reason to think it's that anything more than him dealing with family stresses and all these other things that are possible. So, hey, you know what? You got 3 hours to lay it out, and we'll be listening. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. All right, along with Josie and Leon Searcy, Hacker's got the day off and a little time off to spend with his family. Look, could it be? I don't know. I don't know what it is, Tony. A suspension. Look, he wouldn't be suspended for a whole year.
No, he wouldn't.
First of all, he came into the league under the drug test cloud, but he's rolled out of the testing system since then. He's never had a suspension, which he would have because he came in with one strike.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason for me to believe he would have been suspended for a year. Even if he were going to be suspended for four games or whatever, why would you walk away from a whole season of pay? You take your four-game suspension, it's eventually going to come out anyway.
I think
you need to be very careful about saying what we suspect it is. I don't suspect it's any. I have no idea what it is. I'm not going with the mental health angle, but to just dismiss that angle, I think is incredibly irresponsible, and that's my opinion on it. So that's it.
I agree.
You know,
it's not the same situation that Jimmy was in when he announced his retirement, where everyone was quite like, what's going on with Jimmy Smith? Like, what is going on? And there were talks like, could this be a drug thing? And it turned out it was.
Right.
Like, he was going to be suspended by the league, and instead of dealing with that, he decided to walk away. We're not anywhere near that level with whatever level of the program Telvin Smith might be in to just say, I'm going to step away from the game for a year. If this is a drug thing, I would be stunned if that's what this turns out to be.
All right. We've said our piece for the day. XL Primetime will have theirs to say, and the franchise is showing on and on. And trust me, it won't be the last time we discuss this topic of conversation. So for Fat Tony, for ET, for Joe Fortunato, I'm Mike Dempsey. As always, we appreciate you listening to Jaguars Today. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday from 10 to noon right here on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Yo, Jacksonville, let's go. Two more.